God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for tonight comes from an Old Testament reading that would be designated for this vigil of the Easter from the Old Testament book of Daniel, chapter 6, beginning with verse 16. Then the king commanded, and Daniel was brought and cast into the den of lions. The king declared to Daniel, "May your God, whom you serve continually, deliver you." And a stone was brought and laid at the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet, and with the signet of his lords, that nothing might be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went into his palace and spent the night fasting. No diversions were brought to him, and sleep fled from him. Then at break of day, the king arose and went in haste to the den of the lions. As he came near to the den where Daniel was, he cried out in the tone of anguish. The king declared to Daniel, "O Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions?" Then Daniel said to the king, "O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth, and they have not harmed me because I was found blameless before him and also before you, O king. I have done no harm." Then the king was exceedingly glad and commanded that Daniel be taken up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no kind of harm was found on him because he had trusted in his God. This is our text. Even though it may sound kind of strange, and if you're not familiar with the account of Daniel, Daniel was one of the trusted servants of the king, in charge of many people. But yet, because he was also connected to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, through his God as he was worshiping, the rest of the people didn't trust Daniel. He was considered to be a foreigner. The people of Israel, or some of them, were held in bondage during the time of Daniel. But yet Daniel remained faithful to God. Even though when at a certain time that the people who didn't trust him passed a law that anyone who prayed to anyone but the king would be thrown into the lion's den, hence our text, Daniel kept the faith, even if it meant going to a den full of hungry lions. Our text shows that God delivers his people, even from death of the hungry lions. Hence the title of this message, "Has Your God Been Able to Deliver You?" It's very fitting to use this text as the eve of celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because in that resurrection, we have the deliverance of our God. Deliverance as he delivers us from sin, death, and the eternal death and damnation. But we have to ask ourselves, do you truly believe in a God who delivers you from sin, death, and the devil? You may be saying, "But Pastor, if we didn't believe, why would we be here?" Well, what happens when some sort of evil comes into your life? What happens when things don't go your way? Do you still believe and trust in the resurrection of the dead? Do you still believe and trust in Jesus Christ and his death and resurrection? Do you still celebrate Easter when things don't go your way? You may be thinking, for Daniel, things didn't go his way. There was a law that was now passed. Anyone who was caught praying to anyone else besides the king would be tossed into the den of lions. What would happen if there was a law passed in the United States that said anyone who believes and trusts in the Trinity would be put to death? Would you still gather on this eve of the celebration of the resurrection of the dead? Would you still be caught at Trinity Lutheran Church on this Easter weekend? Many of you might say, "I'd rather worship God at home." Notice Daniel's response. He was caught praying. He didn't flinch. He wasn't going to worry. He's going to put his faith and trust in God and God alone. But what about us? What happens when our lives are inconvenienced just a little bit? If I can just pick up from Luther's small catechism, the seventh petition of the Lord's Prayer, where the seventh petition says, "But deliver us from evil." What does this mean? We pray in this petition as the sum of all that our Father in heaven would deliver us from every evil of body and soul, property and honor. And finally, when our last hour comes, grant us a blessed end. Graciously take us from this veil of tears to Himself in heaven. Notice that ending part there. Martin Luther describes this life of ours as a veil of tears. What happens when the inconveniences of the world come upon us? Do we lose our faith? Do we give up on a God of deliverance? Please note that this resurrection that we are celebrating is not a deliverance of poverty. It's not a deliverance of pain. It's not a deliverance of everything that you now want type attitude, but it is a deliverance from the forgiveness of sin, from the eternal death and damnation. It is forgiveness and deliverance to eternal life. That's what it's all about. There's nothing in what our text says for today or in the Easter message that says, from now on, your life will be nothing but roses. Quite the opposite. Just think what Daniel must have thought as he was being lowered into the lion's den. He was probably thinking, "Oh Lord, deliver me." He had done nothing wrong. He'd been remaining faithful to our Lord and Savior. Our Lord and Savior protected him. Now what about us? When things don't go our way, do we sometimes think that some evil has crossed our lives because our life has been inconvenienced? And then do we sometimes question our Lord and saying, "Didn't you deliver us from evil?" That may be our line of thinking, but hold on for a moment. Just because we have been inconvenienced, just because something has crossed our path that we're not happy with, doesn't necessarily mean that it is in and of itself, it is evil. What is truly evil? Evil is nothing more than that which separates us from God. Sin is truly evil because sin is what separates us from God. So if some tragedy of life occurs that we are not happy with, is this truly evil? No, it's a tragedy. And is there deliverance? Well, it depends on what the Lord has in mind for us. See, too often as Christians, we get our nose bent out of shape because certain things happen. And when they happen and they don't go our way, we might say, "Well, where is my loving God?" But we have to remember, Christ's death and His resurrection is a defeat over sin, death, and the devil, bringing us to be with Him in eternal life. It doesn't say anything about the winning lottery ticket numbers. There's nothing in it that says we now will be wealthy. There's nothing in it that says that everything will always go our way. Notice our hymn of the day that we just got through singing. "I am content, my Jesus ever lives." Can we really truly sing that hymn? Is the fact that knowing that Jesus rose from the dead truly enough to make us content in this life? That's a question you're going to have to answer yourself. But as I see a lot of people in this world struggling after things that are not the resurrection of the dead, I sometimes wonder whether we are ever truly content. This is a beautiful hymn. Now, can we sing it and really mean it? "I am content, my Jesus ever lives, in whom my heart is pleased. He has fulfilled the law of God for me. God's wrath He has appeased. Since He in death could perish never, I also shall not die forever. I am content, I am content." That should summarize our lives completely. But does it? Do we not wake up the next morning or two and then think, okay, what's next? What we really should be praying, especially when we get to the seventh petition of the Lord's Prayer, is to deliver us from evil, especially the evil of our own sinful flesh. That sinful flesh that says, no, I'm not content with just the resurrection of the dead. I want more. What more could there be than eternal life in heaven above? But when we get so attached to the things of this world, we can come up with a lot of things we'd want instead of just heaven above. So on this day, as we celebrate the eve of the resurrection of our Lord, we have to ask ourselves, what is the most important thing in this world? That we got it all here and now? Or that we'll be with our Lord and Savior in heaven above? God has delivered you, and He has even delivered you from your own sinful flesh. We saw the deliverance as we were reading the many scripture passages. We saw the faithfulness of our God. We see it again in the resurrection of the dead. Are we content? Has God delivered you? He's delivered us from sin, death, and the devil. Now we have to ask God to deliver us from our own sinful nature. On this day, as we celebrate the eve of the resurrection of the dead, we ask the Lord to deliver us from our sinful nature, to feed us again with His Word, to strengthen us, to forgive our sins when we become too attached to this world around us, and to give us of His very true body and blood for the forgiveness of that sin and the strengthening of that faith. The strength of that faith that we can sing that hymn of the day we just got through singing, I am content, my Jesus ever lives. So as Christianity begins to celebrate the resurrection, God's gift of salvation to all people, we ask the Lord to help us to be bold, to give up being attached to things of this world, just to be attached to Him and say, yes, Lord, I am content. My Jesus ever lives. In His name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.